This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This is Danny and Dusty.
It's not your problem, Doc. You don't have to mix up in this.
That is a hell of a thing for you to say to me.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
Go ahead. Go ahead, skin it. Skin that smoke wagon and see what happens.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
I'm your Huckleberry.
The Fan.
Hour number two, Danny and Dusty with you on this Thursday afternoon. Thank you for being a part of our day and letting us be a part of yours. 1080 AM, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, twitch.tv/1080AM, the fan, and the party people on the YouTube stream, youtube.com/1080AM, the fan. What's up, you sickos? How y'all doing?
Indeed.
How y'all doing?
Who doesn't love a good sicko?
I do.
No, that's the same. Yeah, who doesn't?
I prefer them. That's why I associate myself with you two. I do two completely different sickos.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I mean, there's a variety of sickos
are. There's Grape Nut Sicko and there's Dexter Sicko.
There's a whole prism of sickos.
Yeah. Yes, it's a spectrum.
Yeah.
It's a spectrum. The light shines off it. It depends on where what you see.
Look, I've been accused of being on multiple spectrums.
Wow. There's so much to unpack from that comment. And I don't think we have enough time, and we have 1 hour and 57 minutes left in this show, and I don't think that's nearly enough.
And I'll just say the final half hour, I'm going to be completely checked out.
Are you?
Oh, yeah, I got my first golf lesson, man. I went to bed last night dreaming about golf.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Did you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I was counting swings going to sleep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what I want to work on most here. If we know, like, look.
Oh, buddy.
The instructor that I'm going to work with has a lot to fix.
I don't think you go in there with any preconceived notions on what you think you should have fixed. The best thing that a golf instructor will do is he will say,
oh, sweet Jesus.
From step one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's where it needs to start.
Yeah. And I'm genuine. Like I told you the other day, I got bit by the golf bug. It is fully bit. I am fully engaged.
Mm-hmm.
I am not. Well, mm-hmm. I can't say that yet. I am not actively looking to play basketball and hurt myself anymore.
Well, you shouldn't.
Golf is going to take over.
Have you seen what is it called? It's an Instagram of a guy who posted his text chat with his wife.
No.
About him golfing.
No.
Yeah. So it has him taking some shots on the golf course, and his wife, Morgan, says, how's golf going? If you come home drunk, you're going to have to find a new family. Like, I hope you're having fun with your buddies, but if you breathe that tequila breath on me, if you come home and you can't walk straight, you're sleeping on the couch like you did the other day. It's a shame that I even have to say it, but you can't be trusted any other way.
Wow.
Wow. I wonder what he's done in the past to warrant that.
Yikes, dog. You know what his response was? I'm not reading that essay.
So couch it is.
Here's where she's wrong, though. That tequila breath, she should not be mad. She should be proud of her husband if he comes back with tequila breath, because that means he had birdie shots, and birdie shots are a great thing, okay?
Or you're me and you drink ranch water on the course.
If it, yeah, but most people do it for birdies, all right? They do it for birdies. You get that birdie bottle, and it's a godsend, because it tells you you did something good.
Yeah, if I were out there, that bottle would never get cracked.
That's the problem, is bringing the birdie bottle that, doesn't get touched.
Well, you know, on like a good golf trip, it's good to have mandatory birdie bottles because then the best golfer comes down to your level eventually, you know, especially if you got 36 in a day. Now, here's the tricky part. Slippery slope to where if it's
a good day for you.
Well, if you're paired up, if you're paired up with him and it becomes, all right, both of you guys need to take the birdie bottle. Well, then things get a little sideways.
When you go birdie bottles, do you bring a bottle or do you bring the mini bottles?
Oh, for like a boys' golf trip, it is we all go to the liquor store and we get the airplane bottles.
Okay.
And we go that route. Knowing full well that there also is a flask in hand,
somewhere.
Right?
Yeah. What are with these? I was at, I won't name the golf course. What is with these golf courses nowadays saying that you cannot, putting up like posting signs everywhere that you can't bring alcohol on the course?
Well, Danny, here's the thing. Those have always been there.
Yeah, they have been, but they're much more prevalent now. Like, there
well,
was
because
like, there
they
was like,
know you're coming.
Whoa. Come on now. Well, I only do it once a year. Once a year do I get absolutely slammered, which is a nice little segue here.
Did you start this off by saying that you drink ranch waters the entire time?
Well, I'm just saying, ranch waters, not shots. I just have a drink, and you know, if you want to come out to the Fan Golf Classic, you will see me pound an entire bottle of
tequila. It's because of the belligerent golfers that are out there.
Well, yeah. And they want to be able to sell you that booze.
Well, that
happens too. The cart girl comes around and it gets bought.
The Oregon Liquor Control Commission makes it mandatory that they do post that as well.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in one
hand. The course
hand,
did say that the LCC has been cracking.
They're missing out on money. And on the other hand, it's, you know, it's such a liability for them to have people bringing their own alcohol onto a golf course because, you know, then the consumption isn't monitored.
Also, most golf courses have like a full on bar at them now. So come on.
That is true.
I remember back in my old bartending days working the day shift. I had this party of like six walk in. Sit down at a table, and one of them pulled out their brown bag lunch, like in the restaurant. I'm like, "What do you got there?"
It's a bold move.
What do you got there? Well, this is my food. This is my lunch. I'm like, you realize that's what we do here.
Yeah,
yeah.
This is...
I brought the monster in to the restaurant after the round the other day, and nobody bat an eye on that one. I'm like, is it making me mad at this?
Like at the golf course?
Yeah, we were at the restaurant afterwards.
Yeah, that'll happen.
They were like, ah, it's fine.
Well, and then my other restaurant job I worked at, we do a brunch on the weekends, and it was never the boss always hated it when people brought in their Starbucks with their, to sit down at brunch. It's like, we sell coffee. It's not a latte, but...
I think there's a big difference there.
Yeah.
I think there's a big difference there. But, I mean, to your point about the brown bag lunch, it's like, would you walk into this bar, sit at the bar, and open up your Busch Light that you pull out of your pocket?
Exactly.
No, you wouldn't. No. You wouldn't do that. So what are you doing bringing in the brown bag lunch here?
Yeah.
If you're going to brown bag it, eat it out on the course.
Yeah, and if it's like, oh, I got dietary restrictions, it's like, then why are you here?
Yeah.
You know, go eat somewhere else.
Do you have gluten-free and dairy-free food?
Well, I think that's important to have
those
things.
That's what I'm saying.
Things,
like, but if you don't, then I guess in that instance, okay.
Yeah. But most places have something.
Yeah.
Give them a salad.
Well, I don't want to eat salad.
Well, tough.
No.
I didn't make you come here.
No. You walked in those doors of your own free will.
Yeah. All right. Well, so that's what happened in the Thunder and Nuggets game.
There you go.
We told you everything you needed to know.
Yeah. You won't need to bring your birdie bottles for your local Toyota dealers presents the 11th annual Fan Golf Classic out at Langdon Farms Golf Club, Tuesday, June 24th. Look, it's a great event. We have a ton of vendors that are out there. Everybody has a grand old time. And Matt's Barbecue will be filling your belly with food after the round. We got Victorico's coming in with the burritos before the morning round for the breakfast burritos. It is awesome. So, plus, by the way, morning round, those breakfast burritos, they take care of your breakfast. They are delicious and they are enormous.
It's the best freaking red sauce slash breakfast burrito combination
so I'm talking
that
about.
Exists. They're that little peppery, like smoked whatever they do. I want to buy a vat.
Yeah. So this is a little inside baseball here. Before I started, doing the spots for Victorico's, I sent Victor a video of our refrigerator. Which has
the sauce,
the red sauces in there. Like we, like when we go,
any extras go in the fridge.
They go in the fridge.
Yeah, 100%.
And we have them because they are so damn good.
It's a perfect red sauce.
It is. It really is. Anyways, go sign up at 1080thefan.com. Click on the Fan Golf Classic logo. That's where you can get all the information. Sign your teams up. The 11th annual Fan Golf Classic presented by your local Toyota dealers and also brought to you by Henderson & Daughter Window & Doors and Philbrook Law, accident and injury lawyers. Again, details at 1080thefan.com. Click on that link. Sign your team up. Afternoon round is almost, it might be full because I have not heard.
Yeah, we had the ladies. Three left?
There's very, very, very few. So the morning round, it still has some spots available. So you need to sign up. Get in that morning round. You get the breakfast burrito. You get the Matt's Barbecue after the round. Trust me, it's an event you want to go to. Go sign up at 1080thefan.com. All right, now.
We're only, what, 6 weeks away from it?
6 weeks, yeah. 6 weeks. It's fun.
It's going to be a fun 2 days because we have the golf tournament. The next day is the NBA draft.
It is.
Yeah.
It is the NBA draft, and I'm here for that.
It's gonna be a point of viewing on both.
Because, like, look, we may be celebrating Cooper Flagg. There's a 3.7% chance that we're celebrating.
Only 4 days away.
Now, the NHL
draft. It happened.
The team that won the NHL lottery was the New York Islanders. They won with a 3% chance. Now, their lottery is a little bit different. It's a little bit screwy and wonky, which I didn't quite understand. But 3% is 3%.
Yeah, no, their laws aren't as flattened.
Yeah. So, here we go.
That's one thing. Since we're doing tangents here, hockey has not... You have not seen tanking really infiltrate hockey yet.
Because you can't.
I mean, you can just get bad players. You can do that.
Yeah, but you know what? Those guys, they have so much damn pride. Like, they're, you're not.
Yeah, but the skill fall off is the skill fall off.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm surprised we haven't gone down. Like,
I mean, there are bad teams, though.
Yeah, but like, nobody's been out and out. Nobody has gone Astros. Nobody has gone 76ers. Like, nobody's done that in the NHL yet. And I'm waiting to see.
Well, have they, or are we just not really noticing?
Well, I mean, teams like the Oilers were bad, but they were just bad.
Yeah.
And then they stockpiled a couple of the best players in hockey over the course of a couple of years.
The San Jose Sharks may be the candidate to...
They could go down that path, but again,
no,
they were...
They finished the season losing 11 straight games.
There you go. They also had like a 10-year period where they were very good.
Well, yeah, but so have a lot of teams that tank in the NBA. And then
you're not wrong.
The San Antonio Spurs, anybody? Mm-hmm. They went 20-50-12.
Yeah. That's a lot of draws.
I mean, that's a doo-doo, baby. Mm-hmm. Doo-doo. All right. Anyways, Thunder.
Mm.
Oh, also, they tanked.
There you go. Transition.
they've tanked, and they've been good, too. Boy, did they drop the hammer on the Nuggets last night. What's the answer for Jokic? 87 first half points. That's it. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
How do you equalize the best player in the world? Nikola Jokic went off for 42 points and 22 rebounds. Mm-hmm. Where 20 rebounds in the first game?
44, 22, 6, and 2.
Good Lord.
Pretty good.
And last night, Nikola Jokic went for 17, 8, and 6.
We had 15, 7, and 5 in the first half. The problem is that the Oklahoma City Thunder basically didn't miss.
But here's the thing. How do you neutralize a guy that is just dominating in every sense? You outscore your opponent 87-56. Mm-hmm. Like 56 points and a half is nothing to bat an eye at. Like,
it's not god awful.
No, you're on pace for 112 points.
Yeah. You're especially in the playoffs, you're fine. But the problem is the Thunder scored an NBA playoff record 87 first half points. They just didn't miss, and it wasn't
just bonkers.
They were 17 of 18 from the free throw line. That's the thing, is they got to the free throw line at a crazy rate, but so did the Nuggets. They were 14 of 17, but the Nuggets shot just under 40%, 39.5% from the field, 40% from three. Meanwhile, the Thunder shot 59% from the field and 44% from three. I mean, that's just, and it wasn't like this incredible thing where, like, oh my God, the Thunder or the Nuggets are turning the ball over left, right, and center. They had 17, they had 8 turnovers, which is like two more than you want to have.
Yeah.
Like, if you can get through a game 10 to 12 turnovers, that's, look, if you can sub 10, great. But in reality, you're going to have, you know, probably around 12 a game. That's just how it goes. But the Thunder, only 2 turnovers while getting the line, capitalizing on it, making their threes and shooting nearly 60% from the floor. And it wasn't this like egregious thing where the Thunder had 20 more shot attempts in the first half. They did have 8 more shot attempts and 3 more free throws. But you're like, that's 11 shooting possessions.
Mm-hmm.
In 11 shooting possessions and a half, that piles up, especially when you're beating them on threes, you're beating them on free throws, and you're beating them in overall field goal attempts. The math just starts mathing very quickly of like, oh, this is a complete and utter ass kicking.
They scored 106. That's your sweet spot of scoring, right? Mm-hmm. Shoot 40% from the three-point line. Get to the free throw line 32 times in the game and shoot dang near 80% from the stripe, where they went 78.1. But it was the two-pointers kind of doomed them.
Egregious on twos.
The fact that, as you mentioned, Oklahoma City just could not miss and did not miss from the free throw line. 33 of 36. I mean, 3 free throws. Yeah, you're going to take it. That was, if you are David Adelman in the Nuggets, you just kind of throw your hands up and say, dude, they were making some incredible shots, too. Was there some broken defensive possessions? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But a team that scores that many points and a half, good on you.
Teams have made comebacks and all this kind of stuff. I'm surprised that Jokic played 30-plus minutes, because that thing was over.
I think with him, though, he just doesn't care.
Yeah. No, he's like, I'm going to go. He's a machine. But it's just like, look, we've talked about these big comebacks, and it was a little surprising when Steve Kerr in Game 6 pulled the Warriors out of the game.
Because they were down 13 with 6.5 minutes to play, which is totally feasible.
We've seen teams come back from 20 in a quarter. Especially twice. Three times.
Well, when you have Steph Curry, who he makes two threes, and then all of a sudden that game looks completely different. Yeah.
And if anybody else joins him, all of a sudden, and I'll end up working for the Warriors. But I was a little bit surprised that Adaman didn't pull guys earlier, because you look at the minutes played. Yoke's at 32. Murray's at 31. Porter and Gordon are both at 26. Michael Porter Jr. looks like he's playing with one arm.
I feel bad for him.
He looks like he's playing with one arm. Like, look. There's been some questions about MPJ's toughness over the years, but he also has had multiple back surgeries, and it's like, that's a killer. But also, you're talking about a 6'10" shooter with a bad wing, and it's like, he's not being effective on the glass. He's not being effective from three. So you're basically relying on him being able to play through the paint and be 6'10".
Yeah.
That's the hope, is that there's enough to get by. And just talking to the folks around the NBA last night after that game, the sentiment seems to be that even though they ended up being, well, how many fouls they ended up calling? It was 29 against the Nuggets and 24 against the Thunder. It was actually, there's a lot of, there's 60-plus free throws in this game. They were, in the first and second quarters particularly, when the Thunder put smalls on Jokic, they beat the hell out of him. And they didn't get called for it early. And they just kept doing it and doing it and doing it. And being able to just, if they're going to allow them to do that, that is a way that you can be disruptive and kind of wear Jokic down.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's going to deliver those back. But this is where the Oklahoma City Thunder depth comes into question, is that they've got more fouls and they've got more trustable players. If they're going to be allowed to be super physical, they can run guys off the bench, and even if they put you in the bonus, how many guys attack the rim and get to the free throw line for the Nuggets? It's Russ, Jamal, and to an extent, Gordon and Jokic.
But I thought it was interesting, too, that you mentioned the physicality in that game. In game one, you had Chet Holmgren in foul trouble, five fouls. Isaiah Hartenstein in foul trouble, also five fouls. And in this one, you look, Holmgren, not a single foul.
Yeah.
And Hartenstein only had four fouls called against him on the night. So that's a big change. Also, Caruso went from five fouls to none,
mm-hmm,
from game one to game two. And when you're talking about a guy like Caruso, who on the defensive end, he'll body up, be a little pest on you. I mean, those go a long way, especially in the first half and the flow of the game.
And did you see SGA's plus minus?
No, but I'm looking at it right
51.
Now. 51. Yeah, is that good?
51.
In 30 minutes.
Brother.
That's a pretty eye-popping stat right there.
That's off the rails crazy.
Yeah, that's... Is that good?
How much do you take from this game? Is this, the Thunder are fine, they're going to be okay, or is this just like, we just need to throw this one in the trash?
I think it's a trash game. When a team hits the way that Oklahoma City was, when you shoot 60% from the field and 44% from 3.5, I think that is one where you just go, wipe your hands of it, head back home. You already stole home court. Now you go back to Denver, and you're going to say, okay, let's go to altitude. Let's see how we play there.
Going to be interesting. Well, at least a favorite home team finally won.
Yeah, hey, the first home team to win in the conference semifinals.
Meanwhile, you've got both Eastern Conference teams up against it down 0-2.
Yes.
Yikes, dog.
I'm here for it.
Look, we wanted the things drama to get weird, and we wanted things to get disruptive. The Pacers and the Knicks coming out of the East would be about as damn disruptive as we've seen in a long time. Listening to Knicks fans and hearing them and seeing them on social media and talking to a few guys last night, they are ready to put Jalen Brunson, Josh Hart, OG Anunoby, Mikal Bridges' jerseys in the rafters off these two wins. If you look, as historic as the Knicks franchise is, and I hate the line, the NBA is better when the Knicks are better. It doesn't matter. Shut up. I hate that line so much. But New York fans, we talk about organizations that have been through it. The Knicks haven't been really good in 25 years.
Yeah.
It has been a long time since the Knicks were everybody's like, oh, Carmelo. I was like, what do they do?
Eastern Conference Finals, right?
Yeah. But I mean
that's pretty good.
Don't get me wrong, but even then they were kind of like, this feels kind of, it feels like the Blazers Western Conference Finals run.
Well, yeah. I mean, Blazers have been hanging their hat on Western Conference Finals for 33 years mm-hmm. now. So,
yeah.
I mean, I can see how a fan base jumps to that conclusion mm-hmm. and gets defensive about, hey, we made it to the West Finals.
And they did make two NBA Finals.
Well, I know. Yeah. Not in the last 33 years.
No, yeah. It's like, it's been tough. It's been tough. So let's keep it in the basketball world for our worst day on the web. This is a story that's been picking up momentum on national news. Is this the worst set of neighbors to ever exist? We'll get to that next on our worst day on the web. But first, here's Grape Nuts with a Sports Center update.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Oh, really? That sucks.
I'm going to preface this right now by saying this neighbor is about one of the worst types of neighbors I've ever seen in my life. Did you guys grow up with basketball courts at all in your house?
Or what?
Mm-hmm. A basketball court. You have a basketball hoop?
Yeah. We didn't have to ever worry about this living out in the sticks, though. Neighbors weren't a problem.
My house growing up in Beaverton was on the corner, so we putting a basketball hoop there wasn't a problem, other than if somebody had a really errant shot, it could roll down the hill. That was the only issue we ever ran into. But, I mean, I think a lot of people grew up playing basketball in their yards.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very, very, very normal thing.
Our hoop is in the cul-de-sac.
Oh, even better.
At our current home.
I think from our front door, we can see three or four different hoops down the street.
If you've got a cul-de-sac, like if you go in, I think, in just about any cul-de-sac in the Portland metro area, you're probably going to find at least one basketball hoop.
Yes.
Like that's just kind of how it goes. That's the gathering ground, as it were. If there's not multiple, then there's one that, and usually that family is very cool with everybody playing on it. Just don't break it.
If you have a basketball hoop out, you better be okay with everybody else playing on it.
Especially if it's like in the street kind of
basketball.
Yeah,
if it's on the sidewalk, yeah, go ahead and do it. If it's in your driveway,
it's a little dicier.
But you should be open and willing to, hey, if you want to shoot some hoops, you can shoot some hoops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just don't do any damage.
Just as long as it's not the kids who you think their parents will sue you if they get hurt.
Exactly. Which this feels like these parents or these people would be those people. A family, the Modigs, built a basketball hoop.
Where are we at here?
We're in St. Louis.
St. Louis, Missouri.
And we're in the nice area of St. Louis, judging by the pictures.
Okay.
There is a very nice area of St. Louis. There's a nice area, and then there's, oh, sweet Jesus. Mm-hmm. That's how St. Louis is kind of divided.
Isn't that where Clark had him roll up the windows?
Roll them up.
Yep, 100%. And this family put the basketball hoop in for their kids. It looked like they're 9 and 10. Okay. And they installed this, I want to say, 2 years ago. A year ago, a neighbor moved in and complained about the kids playing in the basketball court on their own driveway. The city came out and they found that the basketball hoop was indeed 6 inches too close to the property line of the other neighbor. Family said, bet. Well, hey, can we get this okay through the city to dig this up and move it in? And we'll gladly cooperate. No big deal. Doing the right thing.
Yep.
Like, if you're off by 6 inches, I think you were probably trying to do the right thing to begin with. You weren't trying to get 6 more inches there, but you were trying to abide by whatever rulings that you have.
Fine. If you guys are saying we're 6 inches too close and this is all that Karen has to stand on, then we will move the hoop 6 inches and we will make sure it's within code.
Cool. She has now since filed another motion and an injunction to prevent the kids from playing basketball in their own yard through the summer months because it is disruptive and dangerous because of the ball that sometimes ends up in their yard.
Stop. Just stop. This is the worst of humanity. Like, right now, abroad, what do other countries think of Americans? Fat and dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Right? Mm-hmm. Isn't that kind of what they think of us over here?
Fast food dummies.
We're going to sit there and we're going to tell children not to go outside, exercise, have some fun.
Be kids.
Play a sport. Enjoy their time in the outdoors because you feel that it's a danger to you that the ball may go into your yard every now and again?
Adding up to this, so the family, the husband and the wife, with the basketball hoop, the woman next door filed a restraining order against the husband, which was dismissed with prejudice.
Stop.
In other words, the judge said, what the hell are you doing?
Exactly.
Digging deeper into this last night, I found that the woman who lives next door is a former lawyer.
Oh.
So she is a litigious monster.
The worst kind of lawyers.
Yes.
Right there. Like, those are the ones that it's like, this is the fight that you're going to take up now, is children playing basketball in their yard. I am so done with people like this. Look, when we put our basketball hoop up, we can move it. We roll it out into the cul-de-sac when kids want to play. I'll roll it out if some of the neighbor kids are shooting because there's kind of a tree when we push it back.
Mm-hmm.
There's a tree that can get in the way of your shot. So I'll roll it out into the cul-de-sac and kids will shoot hoops. We had one neighbor when we first put it out there that he wasn't a big fan of it, right? Because it was kind of loud. He has come out and been like, I absolutely love now that kids are out here. Kids are having fun. They're enjoying being outside and playing basketball. Like, he is actually
come around
and happy that the hoop is there. We also, because we have an HOA, there was new neighbors that moved in on a corner and they wanted to bring a basketball hoop and put it, kind of do a same situation on the street. It's super dangerous. Like, it is really dangerous because cars come flying around the corner.
Corner.
It's
kind
of a blind spot if people are coming into the cul-de-sac. So they were told, like, sorry, you can't put up the hoop, which I kind of get in that spot. Mm-hmm. But guess what? They could come down, use our hoop. They want to bring their hoop down. We'll double hoop this thing.
Yeah.
We'll double hoop this son of a bee. Their hoop's actually nicer. So I'm actually going to go over there and we'll be like, hey, if you just want to bring your hoop in, I'm good, man.
Yeah.
Like, we are...
Because you're on the closed side of the cul-de-sac.
Yeah, yeah, we're on the closed side. And there is something about, like, we just watched The Sandlot in our house.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, like, on the 4th of July when they go to the ballpark and they play under the fireworks and all that stuff. That is awesome. And, like, Sandlots don't exist anymore because there's a vacant lot, it's going to get developed really quickly. But when they're running out of the house to go to the sandlot, you see, like, there's a cul-de-sac and they're having the block party.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is one of the coolest things when you can have a block party, everybody is together, or just kids out playing in the cul-de-sac. Like, Nerf gun fights are out there. They'll do, and it looks awful when it happens, but it also makes me makes my heart warm. They'll get the sidewalk chalk out, and it looks like, I don't know, driving down 84 when you're looking on both sides, like it's been tagged all over the place, right? But it's the next time it rains, guess what? It's all gone. And
look,
kids are outside having fun.
Look, window will get broken every now and then. I played lacrosse, and I used to play wall ball playing lacrosse at my house. And one time when I had just restrung a new stick. And when you do that, like, you've got a pattern and everything goes with it, but like, you can get kind of a weird catch point. Yeah. And I had a weird catch on one of the first couple of throws. I was like, okay, it feels good. And then it caught and it whipped up and hit the window, broke the window. My parents were mad, but they were like, were you intentionally like trying to hit up high? And I was like, no. I was like, I showed them like a new stick. And they I had to chip in the allowance and all that kind of stuff. But like, stuff happens.
Yeah.
And, you know, occasionally you get a dent in the car, and when the ball goes wild or a kid stumbles and falls, and you know, that's life. And it sucks. As long as you take care of it, you take care of it. This isn't like, this person's house isn't getting maliciously damaged. Look, I had some just absolutely ridiculous neighbors when I was growing up that, like, they were the kind of people. Do you ever see Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
Yeah.
That they hung from like the little thing with a magnifying glass, like over the ground. They like competed in like yard competitions. Like, there was never a speck of grass that was ever out of the way. And the way our house was set up on the corner lot, all the stuff was on the other side of the house. But heaven forbid you go anywhere near that yard. It was just
epic. And there, like, there is like an element of this where it's like, if your yard is like competition level, which to each their own.
Yeah, look, I'm saying.
That's your thing.
That's what they did.
Then, like, every kid in the neighborhood should know. Like,
and if you're the parents that have that, you put a freaking net up.
Yeah.
Like, you do whatever you can.
But I have a feeling this Karen would,
no matter what,
she would sue because the net now looks prohibits, terrible.
Yeah, it looks like, terrible. Prohibits the sunlight or whatever.
Get out of here. But if there is anything that ever happens, like I know that at some point, my kids are going to like wreck somebody's plant. And this text on the fan text line. I do agree that if a ball goes in their yard and you damage a plant, then you need to go ask to get the ball and offer to replace the plant. 100%. Like, you need, as parents, you need to be ready for that, which it sounds like these parents are, if they're willing to like tear up their driveway to move the hoop 6 inches in just so their kids can shoot hoops. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But they, like, there's a give and take in all of this. It's called being a neighbor.
Yeah.
I hate neighbors like this.
These are the worst kind of people. These are the Karens that are out there that, look, when I say that everybody needs to get smacked in the face, look, you don't put your hands on women. But metaphorically, you want the whole neighborhood to come together and be like, you need to go.
You need to move,
you
man.
Need to go.
You need to move.
You need to move somewhere where...
Here's what you do.
All of you selfish... Put all of those selfish, self-centered monsters in the same neighborhood and let them just go full Joker, break the pool cue, and see what happens.
You know what somebody needs to do?
Mm.
They need to organize a basketball parade through that neighborhood where you get as many damn people as you can just to dribble past that woman's house one day. Just, could you imagine getting like 1,000 people bouncing just a basketball? Just a parade of basketballs to show the support of this family.
I like that passive aggressiveness. That's right up my alley.
See how many people you can get out there dribbling two balls too.
Yes. Register on the Richter scale, kind of a deal.
Yeah. Just have a dribbling. Mm. Just go in, dribble right past that house, and then everybody goes and shoots a hoop on the neighbor's hoop, which is now up to code,
mm-hmm.
moved in that 6 inches, far enough away from the property. And
there's an injunction filed on their kids, not anybody else.
That's right. We just had a layup line. I don't know what you're talking about.
That would be tremendous. Have a layup line that just like go, like, it looks like you're trying to get into the Drew League when the NBA is on strike.
Yeah.
Just a line a mile long.
That's what I'm talking about.
It'd be really cool. It's too bad there's not an NBA franchise close by. Should have an NBA team show up.
Oh, I caught the neighbor's yard on fire once with fireworks. My buddy and I redid their whole yard because we felt bad. Yeah, good on you.
Yeah.
You probably should. You catch their lawn on fire?
Yeah, that's pretty bad. I went around once during the 4th of July in the neighborhood in Wilsonville, and they used to put like these little like 8-inch American flags for the 4th of July in everyone's yard. Me and a buddy scooped up probably 400 of them and planted them in our church pastor's front yard in the middle of the night.
Why?
We were bored. Intrusive thoughts.
In Wilsonville?
Yeah. I was staying over at his house. He lived in Wilsonville.
Oh my gosh, dude.
There was like literally 400 8-inch flags in his front yard. It looked like somebody aerated his grass.
Did the church pastor?
Yeah. Yeah.
So not even like another friend of yours?
Well, no. Like,
just the church pastor?
No, we had a good relationship with him. Like, I mean, we were on him all the time. Went to Mexico with him every year to go work in an orphanage. Like,
I'm more stunned by your moral compass that you went to church.
I know, right? Hide in plain sight, baby.
Got to see what he's up against.
Yeah, you know? Like I said, it's hide in plain sight.
Did your skin burn when you walked in?
No, nah, man. I got protection.
It's a little lightning outside.
Yeah, you know.
The call is
coming from in the house.
That is a good joke to do to your friends. I mean, yeah. We forked a yard, and I mean, we would do.
It was 400 or 500 of these things.
We'd mess around.
There were so many.
A bunch of people woke up real mad at you guys for taking all those out of the yard. Yeah.
We didn't put them back.
Oh no way.
No.
Yeah. Well, no. Kids are gonna kid.
Yeah. I mean, it was fun.
Did the pastor have to do it?
I don't know. I should ask him. What'd you do with all those? Remember when we flagged your yard? He looked so patriotic. It'd be really funny to do that to somebody now, especially like somebody who's really anti-Trump. Just put like
just American flag them.
Just 500 flags in their front yard. Be like, see, I want to
be a choice.
Doing. You know?
Yeah.
You know. Have a little bit of fun with it. All right, that's our worst day on the web. Coming up next, there's been a change in the world of college basketball that mimics that of college football. Are we going to see this come to fruition around the country? Danny and Dusty, 10 of the Fan. Well, the Big East is trying to hold on desperately to being the basketball conference of college basketball. The ACC is taking steps to make sure that they can restore their supremacy. Now, the SEC was and has become the apex predator in the world of college basketball, but the ACC is still there. They still have Duke. They still have North Carolina. And if it wasn't for just, well, to be blunt, crapping the bed, Duke probably would have been your national title winner and the ACC would have run away with the day.
The depth of the Big Ten, or the Big Ten, the ACC has taken a tremendous hit.
Yeah.
Like it being the strongest conference in basketball is no longer there. And look, we're just a year removed from North Carolina State being in the Final Four, mm-hmm. and making an incredible run last year. But when you saw the teams in the tournament, it was kind of Duke, and there was a lot of people trying to convince themselves that Louisville could make mm-hmm. a run. And then Clemson?
Yeah. And it was North Carolina sneaking in, and it was like, well, what's going on here?
It was a steep drop-off.
Yeah.
It was a steep drop-off in the ACC, which 8 teams used to be like, whoa, ACC must be loaded this year. And it was the kind of the SEC of college hoops. No longer is that the case, and they felt a need for big change.
And what they have done is they are allowing member institutions to basically to protect one rivalry matchup. And of course, the preeminent matchup in the ACC basketball is Duke, North Carolina, so that one is protected. The other ones that are protected here are going to be Boston, Notre Dame, Clemson, Georgia Tech, Cal, Stanford, Florida State, Miami, Louisville, SMU, NC State, Wake Forest, and Pitt, Syracuse.
I don't like this because Tobacco Road needs to, all those teams need to play each other.
Yeah, you need to have
Duke, Carolina, Wake, NC State mm-hmm. all play each other.
Now, they will, so that one protected matchup is a guaranteed home and home.
Yeah,
that is how this is going to work every single year kind of a deal. And then there will have a semi-protected, but it'll be 2 games, but it might be 2 home, it might be 2 away. It just roll of the dice.
Say that again. So Duke could play like Wake Forest twice, but both on the road?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
What they're trying to do here is they're going to free up basically 2 slots. They're going to an 18-game conference play. Yeah. And what that does is it allows schools to schedule more preeminent matchups. Now, we have, like, not the preseason, but the pre-conference season tournaments where the big schools all come together. And you're seeing this with the Las Vegas Open, where the winner's getting, you know, $1 million. There's one that's still coming to fruition that was also very likely going to be in Vegas, where each player would get $1 million of the winning team, these private pools. And, like, so it's kind of opening some of that stuff up. But it's also because of the way that the monetary model is going. We just talked about this. Duke and North Carolina are the preeminent ACC products. This allows the other schools to play these schools more frequently because of the way the cycle was. It wasn't always there.
Yeah.
In which your payouts are going to be based on TV revenues, or not totally, but that's going to play a part of this. So now it's going to encourage schools, instead of going out and scheduling the App States of the world, the Chattanoogas of the world, to go cross conference and go play. Like, if you know Rutgers is going to be a draw, even though the team sucks, because they have two potential top five picks, because you kind of know year to year what the cycle is going to be. So you go out and you make sure you schedule cross conference to play them, or to go play a Michigan, or to go play an Alabama if you're not already playing them in the ACC, you know, SEC tournament, or the ACC Big Ten tournament crossovers. So they're encouraging them to go find more marquee matchups to make more money.
That's going to be huge for college basketball as a whole, though, because that's what people want. And this has always been the thing about, you know, what the world of NIL and the transfer portal and the expansion of the tournament. It was always to say, hey, there's some leeway with your regular season.
Mm-hmm.
And in college basketball, they do it way better than college football. They do incentivize you to go and play tough teams, mm-hmm. because if you play a tough team on the road, and if you lose, it's not nearly as punitive as if you play, you know, with the, what do they call them? Oh my gosh, they're not their tiers. Quads.
Mm-hmm.
The quads, right? Getting a quad four win does nothing for you.
Mm-hmm.
It does nothing for you. But if you play a bunch of quad one games, and you don't have to win all of them.
Here's the thing. If you're close, let's say you schedule four quad one games and you lose all of them by 5 to 7 points. When it comes time for Lenardi and those guys to start looking at that, they're going to go, look, man, they played all comers and they played them to the teeth.
And
that's more indicative.
At the beginning of the year doesn't indicate what you're going to be at the end of the year, but they were close, and we have a little bit of a measuring stick that we can see, because they use things like, you know, the Palm ratings and or the
Ken Palm
and the RPI and the Collie ratings. Like,
and those are all pretty indicative of what a team is.
Yeah, and so when they put all the information together, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You also have a way larger sample than in college football. But in college football, now we're starting to see teams go, well, wins matter more than anything else. And we're not seeing teams get incentivized for losing to good teams.
Mm-hmm.
No, they should be in college football. I like this for college basketball. I like this for the ACC, too. It's going to be huge for the ACC, not just their fan bases, that every team's going to be able to see everyone else. Because, by the way, 18-game schedule, there's 18 teams in the conference. So the one reason why there's only one protected where you get a home and home is because that would be your one game of the 18.
Yes. And the other part of this is North Carolina and North Carolina State have been playing a home and home since 1953, basically since the ACC as we know it. They will cycle through now. There will be years where they don't play.
That sucks.
That's the one downside. That's why because they went to a 20-game schedule in 2019, I believe is what it was. But with the way things are shifting in the landscape, they're like, let's roll it back to 18.
Go open play up, someone tough.
Yeah, open up, because there's going to, like, you saw this with the SEC. Because their conference was so strong, it raised all tides. The ACC saw the exact opposite happen, where the rest of the ACC was so weak that it was like, can we get three teams out of this?
Beating up on Miami wasn't helping anybody this year.
And look, the ACC will return back to prominence. Yeah. Like that's
everything is cyclical.
Yeah. But the Big East is sitting there like, yes, good. Make
perfect.
This happen, because again, they don't care about football. So who do you think is also going to benefit from this?
Yeah.
Because the ACCs, they're going to call the Big East to play St. John's and Providence And yeah, like those teams are going to be a part of this, and they're going to get revenue out of that too.
St. John's playing Kentucky this year.
Mm-hmm.
Patino
back home,
going back to play Big Blue. That's going to be fun.
I hope he wears a white suit.
That seems like it'd be a white suit game.
Yeah.
That'd be a fun one.
Don't wear the red suit.
Well, but shouldn't the Pope be wearing the white suit in that game?
Hey, Mark Pope.
Only if it's played in Chicago. He
picked up on it.
No. Mark Pope, head coach, Kentucky.
In the Pope Mobile.
Yeah.
Car dealership has to have that going.
Right? The Pope Mobile?
Yeah. It's a no-brainer.
What car are we going with here, Pope Mobile?
Cadillac.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking of
convertible.
I was thinking, is there like a bubbly-looking car out there?
Yeah. There's several of them.
Doesn't Cadillac have one that has like the whole glass roof? Don't they have an Escalade with like the entire glass roof? Or is that like the IQ or something like that?
I don't know, but the new like VW vans have all glass roofs.
Mm.
Yeah, you do that.
They've already had to do a recall on most of those.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Because the third row bench seat
only
has two seat belts, and it is technically too wide to only have two seat belts.
Oh. You think that the engineering would have gotten the red flag on that before? I don't know. Putting it in production?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's also the same company that invented clean diesel, which didn't exist.
Yeah, clean diesel. I'm like, what? That's like being skinny fat.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of a thing.
It's not.
It is.
It's not.
It's kind of a thing.
It's just less fat.
Yeah.
Just less fat. This happens. All right, let's keep it in the world of college sports. Is Nick Saban, is he going to be the savior? Speaking of popes,
ugh.
Danny and Dusty, 1080 The Fan.